In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are in the front of a great miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ went into two boats. Where the fishermen have spent all night and caught nothing, and they were weary, empty, and feeling in despair. And then the Lord took one of the boats, went in a little bit. While he was there, many people came around and the Lord started to preach. When he started to preach, these disciples or these fishermen were sitting to listen to the Lord. And after the Lord finished teaching, he ordered them to go to the deep. And when they went to the deep, he said, "Throw your nets in the sea." And they threw their nets to the sea again, but against their own experience. St. Peter said to the Lord, "We tried all night, we caught nothing, and from our experience, fish are more at night, not in the morning. And fish is at the shore rather than in the deep. So it is against our experience. But on your word I will throw the nets. On your word I will throw my nets." They threw the nets. And guess what? The net been filled with fish. Something unbelievably. Something they never had in their lives. To the extent that the two boats been filled completely. To the extent that they were sinking. And the nets as well started to tear and to be torn. And we wonder, why? Why you, Lord, have done that to these disciples? Of course, the Lord has got a different aim. Immediately, St. Peter said to the Lord, "I am a sinner. You can't even stay in my boat, in a sinner's boat. You have to get out, Lord. I don't deserve you to be here." And the Lord said to him, "Don't be afraid, Peter. From now and on, you do what? You come and be my disciples, a fisher of men, instead a fisher of fish. This miracle shows us important things. Number one, the Lord came to St. Peter when he had nothing, in his failure, in their failure, and turned their failure into what? Into a success, into a great miracle. That is number one. Number two, the Lord was inviting them to leave their profession and follow him, to be fishers of men, fishers of men. The point here, the Lord said to Peter, don't be afraid. Of course, Peter probably would have asked, how can I leave my profession and follow you, Lord, when I have a family and they are in need of provisions? How can I do that? But the Lord is just saying to him, don't be afraid. In this miracle, the Lord didn't only show his holiness, his righteousness, but his ability to provide. His ability to provide in our failures, abundant of more than what we need. Can we trust the Lord? The Lord here wanted St. Peter to believe and trust that he can provide. Not only that he is a sinner and needs a savior, but he also can provide. Can you imagine when they had the great success that they have never ever experienced in their life, to fill two boats till they are sinking, and the Lord say, leave it all and come and follow me? It needs a faith. The Lord as well said to him, don't be afraid because you are a sinner. Because I have come to the sinners. I am the one to save. And he did it on the cross. On the cross, the Lord have taken all our sins and even died for us so that we can live by his holiness. St. Peter could not imagine it. He said, you are so righteous, so holy, you can't stay here. When the Lord is saying to him, don't be afraid. I came to take your sins and give you my holiness, my righteousness. This is for us to trust in the Lord and to believe when we are in the depth of our failures, He comes to give us success. When we are in the worst of our sins, He came to give us the forgiveness and the holiness. All what we need to do is to realize that you are a sinner and you need Him. Then He will be glorified in your life, makes you a different person. The Lord have done with us as He has done with Peter and the other disciples. When our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, He forgave us all. And when He was risen, He gave us this more than the big catch. What did He give us? The Holy Spirit. And made the Holy Spirit to dwell in our lives, to abide in us, and to make us heavenly people. Can you imagine that the Lord made us participants in His divine nature? Can you imagine that the Lord made us members in His own body? Can you imagine that the Lord gave us a promise to be risen and be with Him forever? This is what the Lord have done in this miracle. So please, when you have torn nets, sinking boats, and do you have the call to follow Him, don't be afraid, just to follow Him. Don't be frightened, because He will give you His holiness, His righteousness, and He will make you with Him forever in His eternal life. May the Lord give us all never to doubt His love, His power, and never to be frightened of our sins, as He will forgive us and exchange our sins and weaknesses with His holiness and righteousness. May the Lord give us all this faith and this courage never to be afraid when He is inside us. In Jesus Christ we are a new creation. In Jesus Christ I can do everything. May the Lord give us all this grace. Glory to God forever. Amen.